Good morning, everyone. It's the 9th of April. It's Tuesday morning. And I've often said that the book of Hebrews is a treatise on the atonement. The whole book of Hebrews is really a treatise on the atonement. The Levitical law was merely a shadow of the good things to come. They offered all these different sacrifices, but it says it was impossible. It was not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. But he says that suffering, sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offerings for sin thou wouldest not. Offered by the law. But then he says that he taketh away the first that he may establish the second. By the sacrifice offering of the body of Jesus Christ. And it says that by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. One offering. The Roman Catholic Church offers up the cookie and the mass every week, saying they're re-sacrificing Christ all over again. The Christ is already, by one offering, perfected forever them that are sanctified. And he says in their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. So if Christ died for your sins, he's not going to remember any of your sins because he's already paid the price for your sins. That's quite a comfort for sinners. So anyway, the scripture that Martin Luther discovered in his reading in the Bible was this: for the just shall live by faith. Below, just shall live by faith, not of works, but by the faith of what Christ has accomplished for us. So I'll turn this over to Mark and let him read this whole chapter, and hope you have a good day today. And let us never forget that Christ is the one that paid the price. We don't earn our own salvation through our works.
Hebrews chapter 10. Law having the shadow of good things to come, not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which he offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh in the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, Then said I, lo, I come, and the volume of the book is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither had his pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. And he taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected for them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now a remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, let us assay his flesh. Having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful, the promised. Let us consider one another provoked unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. So manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. But certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much more sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under the foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite of the Spirit of grace. For we know him that saith, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God, but call to remembrance the former days, which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used, for ye had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense and reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe the saving of the soul.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark, for that. I do not believe that sanctification is a second work of grace. I believe that grace is a gift. I don't believe it's something we can earn. And I believe that my answer to the holiness people can be found in this 14th verse of Hebrews 10, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. sanctified, meaning set apart by God. That's my answer to John Wesley and Charles Finney.